We are talking to AAA Southern New England's Mary McGuire. And Mary, looks like there is some more good news when it comes to gas prices this week.
There is good news. We've had a lot of volatile weather, but the good news is that gasoline prices are much steadier. We're down 3 cents this week from last week in Massachusetts for an average of $3.61 for regular unleaded. So the downward trend continues. In fact, we've been trending downward every week in the last 4 weeks.
And it looks like we've caught up to the national average now?
We have. In fact, the national average and the Bay State average are identical. So that's good. That means that as prices come down in Massachusetts, which they've been doing now for 4 weeks, that we're going to get closer to the national average, and that's just where we are today.
Now, what about the future? What can we expect? I've read somewhere that some experts expect that this hurricane could help prices go down even further.
Well, I think that there was a lot of concern that there were going to be disruptions to refineries and disruptions to production facilities, and that hasn't really materialized, fortunately. We've had some minor disruptions, some minor closures as a result of Hurricane Irene, but nothing major, nothing that looks to be disruptive to supply in any kind of major way. So I think we're going to see the downward trend continue because as we move into fall, generally what happens is that people return to college. Vacation season, unfortunately, is over. People return to work in large numbers. So we see more nesting. We see less demand for gasoline, typically, and we see prices trending down. That, of course, will also depend on what happens with the price of oil and the global economy and demand for energy products globally. But for the short term, it looks as if the trend will continue to be downward.
All right, so 361 is the average, but looking at the numbers here, it looks like there still is a wide range of prices out there.
We always seem to enjoy a wide range of price in Massachusetts, and that's a terrific thing because it gives consumers choice. And we have a choice and a range of 47 cents today, from a low of $3.42 to a high of $3.89. So that means that you want to make your target $3.42. You want to shop in the mid-340s, the low-350s, whenever you can. I've seen plenty of long lines at gasoline stations that are offering those competitive prices, and they're going to be capturing a lot of business if people are smart shoppers and they aim for the 340s and the 350s this week. You do not want to be buying gasoline in the 370, 380 range. And as long as you shop competitively, it will make prices more competitive for all of us.
Very good, Mary. No other questions. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that I hope that everybody was able to batten down the hatches over the weekend and had a full tank of gas in case they needed to travel someplace in an emergency. So always a good idea, but we're just happy that Massachusetts has survived the storm for the most part, and we hope that power is restored to those that are still without.
Very good. That's AAA Southern New England's Mary McGuire. Mary, thanks very much.